It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up later, we'll look at new research that shows the length of time kids have to eat their lunches affects the healthiness of what they eat and how much they throw away.
First, we're hearing more news this week about the state's main job creation agency. According to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's annual report, the agency handed out significantly more money in economic development awards than last year, but those awards are expected to produce fewer jobs and millions less in capital investment.
This news comes as politicians in the state continue to argue about the future of WEDEC. Democrats say scrap it and start over, but others worry that doing so could lead to some of the same problems that plagued WEDEC after its creation.
Matt DeFore joins us with the details. He's a state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Rob, thanks for having me back.
Well, last year WEDEC gave out more money in economic development awards than in previous years. How did that come to be? What accounts for the increase?
Right. There was about a $90 million increase from about $157 million in 2014 to about $246 million in 2015. And the main driver of that increase was a historic rehabilitation tax credit that the legislature approved in 2013. Now, when the legislature adopted it, it wasn't really clear what kind of impact this expanded tax credit would have on, you know, how many people would claim it, how much it would cost. But it turned out, you know, so that when they budgeted for it, they were expecting it to be about $2 million a year. But after the program started, this was a couple of years ago, WEDEC announced it had to put a moratorium on the program because there was so much demand that was unexpected. So in the first year, they ended up putting out about $3 million in awards for this rehabilitation tax credit. But in the second year, it went up to like about $80 million. So it was a huge increase. That is a big part of the reason why the total awards went up. But if you take that out, and there are no jobs attached to any of that, mm-hmm. If you take that out, you still see about a $13.5 million increase and almost a 6,000 decline in the number of jobs that are attached to those awards.
Yeah, let's get into that. Why fewer jobs attach to these awards? Is it that maybe they're just looking at this, calculating things differently, not being as rosy and optimistic as they used to be when it came to the job creation side?
Well, this isn't about optimism as much as what they're actually negotiating with the companies as to, you know, what they're tying these awards, these tax credits, these loans, these grants. They have contracts with these companies saying, if you do this, you will get, you know, if you do X, you will get Y. And the issue here is that, and certainly Democrats are raising questions about this, is that if the state is giving out more money to, or making more money available to companies, you'd think as a job creation agency, they would then be creating more jobs. But that's not what we're seeing in these numbers.
Talking to Matt DeFore from the Wisconsin State Journal about some of the latest news on Wisconsin's Economic Development Corporation. So what does WEDEC say? How do they account for more money, often in the form of tax credits, and fewer jobs as a result?
Well, the official answer that they gave me yesterday was that in 2014, when there were awards that gave out about 32,689 jobs, that's how many jobs were supposed to be created or retained. Again, that's, you know, a combination of two things. In 2014, they had three major projects of more than $100 million. I think it was Amazon, Meijer, and Agripor. These are three of, in the whole history of, five-year history of WEDEC, they've had five projects in which there was going to be more than $100 million in capital investment, and so that happened in 2014. They also had an economic development tax credit in 2014 that declined into 2015. And what they said there was that there was there's a manufacturing and agriculture tax credit that the legislature approved, which does not go through WEDC. That's done through the Department of Revenue, and they're saying that because companies are taking advantage of that tax credit, there's less demand for the economic development tax credit, and so they gave out less of that. I'm not sure, though, that fully explains why, again, the number of dollars handed out went down while the number of jobs or while the number of dollars went up while the number of jobs went down.
And you mentioned Democrats raising this as a part of a laundry list now of issues that they're criticizing Wiedek for. Is this more fuel for the fire to get rid of Wiedek and replace it with something else, as some Democratic lawmakers want to do?
Right. Well, the Democrats have said that the Wiedek brand is broken. We'll hear more about this on Thursday when they're supposed to. The Wiedek board is meeting tomorrow in Oak Creek to discuss this report and finalize it, because this is a draft, actually. And so there'll be, I'm sure there'll be discussion about this. And as we go forward, we'll see what the legislature does. The Republicans are hosting the first of five listening sessions on economic development, also in Oak Creek tomorrow. And so we'll see what businesses around the state are saying about this organization and what needs to be done, and if anything, to change it.
Well, as we've mentioned, a lot of the funding that we're talking about is in the form of tax credits that companies get theoretically after they meet the conditions, they hire the workers, they build the new plant. So it's not as though the state's just cutting a check right up front and then not getting results down the road.
That's right. In terms of the tax credits and the grants and the loans, they usually are tied, the tax credits for sure are tied to these job numbers that I'm talking about. It's you will do this, and then you will get the money. The issue, though, here is more about what are they negotiating with these companies in order to get these jobs that the state is looking for. The governor had this ambitious goal of creating 250,000 jobs in his first term. And so if the agency is giving out money but not getting as much bang for its buck as Representative Barca has concerns about, that's a question that people want to know, is what kind of negotiators are they if they're trying to get companies to create jobs or retain jobs, but they're not exactly getting as much out of it. I know the chairman of the WEDC board, Dan Ahrens, at a recent audit committee hearing, he talked about the idea that going forward, it might be difficult for them to guarantee that they can have companies create a net increase in jobs. This is in response to an idea that the legislature create a law saying that a deal that the WEDC negotiates has to create a net increase in jobs. And it didn't sound like the Wiedek board chairman was 100% sold on that requirement. And so I think that's all part of this concern about what direction we're headed with giving out these funds to companies in exchange for jobs.
Matt, as we wrap up, given rumblings from Democrats and some Republicans targeting Wiedek, are you expecting to see changes, either small tweaks or big revisions when it comes to this economic development corporation?
There have already been a lot of changes. So we'll see if, again, the governor at the beginning of the year was talking about scrapping it and merging it with another agency, and then that went away. And so it's not completely clear what they're going to do, but I know a lot of Republicans are saying, hey, there have been changes. We've changed some programs. We've reduced its funding. There's been all these policies put in place. Let's give it some breathing room and some time, and let's just continue to see how it goes.
All right. We'll be watching this, as I'm sure you will. Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Matt DeFore. He's a state capitol reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. He joins us to talk about the latest news about the state's often criticized job creation agency, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.